What's up? It's your boy Blast. You about to watch my new interview on the Dana Cortez Show. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. So excited. We got Blast here with us.
What up?
Here, let me tell you from jump. Like, we always talk about questions and what we're going to do, but I just want to come out and say, watching you, I mean, you've been doing this now for a minute, but this really is the point of your career. I feel like things are bubbling. Like, you know what I mean? When you start to blossom, have you watched somebody in the past, somebody growing up that you were influenced by? Have you seen what they did? Have you tried to mimic that? Or how are you, I guess, kind of, you know, focusing on moving ahead? We're just watching you grow so quickly.
I think I'm a student just at heart, you know? So I learn from every experience. It can be somebody that's not in music. It can be
okay.
The janitor that I see, just the drive and motivation and how dedicated they are. So I just try to apply everything that I was taught in my household, my morals, and apply it into the music industry as well. You know, stay grounded through the process.
How did you get into music? What was the process?
So I was a huge fan of my uncle and my sister coming up. You know, they had a rap group in the household, and he would take me to the studio and things like that. Let me play with the beat pads. I was just a kid. And I asked him one day, I said, yo, how do I become a rapper? He was like, look up a word in a dictionary and tell me the definition. Do that every day.
Oh, wow.
Since then, I just fell in love with words and how you can put them together and, you know, things like that. But I didn't necessarily apply it and record until like later, like after high school. And once I heard myself on a mic, I just fell in love with it. And it felt like, you know how like you learn something, but it feels like fun. Like when you enjoy the process, it don't even feel like work. So that's when I knew it was for me.
I think it's funny when you said, I heard myself on a mic and I loved it. Man, every time I hear my voice, I'm like, I hate my voice. But you're like, you're one of those people that's like, damn, I'm good. I sound good.
Well, he's got a great voice.
You do. But where does that confidence come from? A lot of people, I've heard people say that, that talk for a living, that sing, like, oh, I do movies for a living, so I can't watch myself on film. Where did that confidence come from?
I think like hearing myself actually gave me confidence. Like I was the youngest child of all my siblings, real quiet kid. In the back of the classroom, like humming and stuff, but didn't want no attention. So like me hearing myself on a mic gave me that power, you know, internally to where it was like, okay, it was like a drug after that, you know, and I wanted to keep it going.
So recently we, you know, the whole concert, the pop out, the Kendrick Lamar moment. Let's talk about that for a minute. Like what was
that phone call like when they said, hey, come on down?
Yeah, what was that?
The phone call, I think it was crazy because I didn't know what I was stepping into. I didn't know it was going to be a lot of different artists from LA, from the West Coast, also on the stage. You know, I was blessed to have the opportunity to be on Kendrick's previous album. We got a record called Die Hard together. So I thought I was coming out to do that song with him. But to see what it was actually about, it was history. And I'm honored to be a part of that. So many layers to the greatness that Kendrick shared on that stage that I'm still, you know, digesting it right now.
Your relationship with Kendrick obviously goes back a lot further than that, though, because I saw you guys had a record almost 10 years ago. How did you guys link up?
So the record we did about 10 years ago was a song I produced, but the primary artist, his name is J3 Hitta, and he's from his section in Compton. So, Kendrick had jumped on the remix as a feature, but we had no connection back then.
Oh wow.
So you just got lucky.
I just got lucky, you know. I don't even think he knew that I did that, like even when we worked on his previous album. So it's kind of crazy to have that full circle moment. I haven't even had that conversation with him yet.
So when did you meet him then? How did you guys start working together then?
Yeah.
So I had met him through FaceTime through his manager around the time when he was working on the album. And he told me he was a fan of what I was doing. You know, it was an organic connection. He was like, I'm working on this album. But you got to think, this was around the time he haven't dropped the album in 5 years. So I'm like, oh, this ain't never coming out. So, you know, 2 months later, I did the vocals. And it literally came out. And I was in the hotel in Miami jumping on the bed like a kid.
You're like, let's go. Let's go. So one of the things that I was thinking about, one of the singles you have, Rewind. How did that collab with Fido, how did that happen? Did he reach out? Did you reach out? What happened there?
Yeah, so Fade is huge of an artist. He is. He's real humble, real cool dude, you know. So him being from Colombia, reaching out to me, he told me he was a fan of my EP No Love Lost, and it had me tripping. Because I'm like, I never did a song with a Latin artist, right? But being from LA, we kind of blend with the Latin community heavily. If you from out here, you know a Daddy Yankee song, you know a Pitbull song, like just things like that, just partying with different crowds. So initially, I wanted to expand my sound on this album and just play with different genres and different cultures. So when he reached out, it was a no-brainer. And I love his process in the studio. He, just like me, not a huge entourage. He produced himself, engineered himself.
Oh, wow.
Easy, organic connection.
So are you producing most of the music that you're putting out now?
For this debut album, I'm not. It's more of a collaborative album for this one because, I had to work with other people to bring different inspirations out of me that I couldn't do it.
Well, that's how you grow. You know, full circle, we started the conversation. That's how you grow and elevate yourself. You know, every team needs a coach. You know, you got multiple players that come in and look at things.
I like that song with Anderson .Paak a
Yeah,
lot.
automatically been talking about that.
Reminds me a lot of Rafael Sadiq, like Tony feel to it.
That's my vibe. One thing about me, I have no ego in it. So when it comes to like expanding the sound and working with different producers, I'm all for like the best body of work at the end of the day. People don't care about the tedious details. They care about how does it sound. So I was blessed to work with Soundwave, who actually executive produced a lot of projects for Kendrick, executive produced this entire album. And then it's
Wow.
different producers like Ben 10K. Actually, he's from the Bay Area, very musically inclined. And then I work with a couple of producers in Paris and London. It's a lot of different flavors on here. I don't have the exact notes of name by name, but once you read the credits, you'll be inspired for sure.
So talking about Rafael Sadiq and Tony, were you influenced by that sound growing up? Because I feel like you had to have been. There's like, especially with that record.
1,000%, especially being from the West Coast, you got to understand we got DJ Quick right here blending the gangster sound with the R&B with Rafael Sadiq. So that was like my foundation of why I even like the blueprint of how I wanted to enter the door with tempo, but still you can feel player. It's not aggressive. It just feel like you want to two-step with your family,
I love the sound that you bring because I feel like there's this major hole for that. I
You're
don't know
filling a
what,
lane.
man, I don't know what happened, where that music went. I don't understand if people, you look online, you look on social media, and you see people reminiscing and saying, oh my gosh, and you're actually doing that. And I think that's why, obviously, you're extremely successful, but you get it, you feel that, and you want to bring that to people. There's a feeling of nostalgia. I can feel your music. Does that make sense? It's not just singing, like you feel it in here.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I aim for timeless, that's what I go for. So I think my music can translate through all ages. Like a grandma can dance with her grandson to my music.
And then the kids can do the TikTok or whatever and just feel it, What about artists that you haven't worked with? Is there somebody that you want to work with that you have yet to get in a studio?
Yeah, one of my favorite artists is Pharrell, actually. And it's
Oh,
kind of
wow.
entered the game just being a producer and a songwriter as well. So it's one of my biggest, and he skated. I skateboarded too. So that's one of
Skateboard P, Well, I have to bring this up since you bring him up, and Drake with the chain and the Pharrell and everything. Would you ever work with Drake? I mean, I know a lot's going on right now. Is that even a possibility?
Man, you can't deny that Drake is a legend. Come on, I mean, the Kendrick and Drake thing is one thing. I'm from the West Coast, so I'm always go with KDOT. But the guy is still a musical genius, so I would be open to the concept of working with Drake for sure.
I love
I
that
love the
answer.
honesty.
I love the honesty and I love the answer. If you'd have answered the other, I wouldn't have told you, but I would have been like, did you hear that? Anything you want to say to the fans that have been there since the beginning? Because, I mean, as you grow, they grow with you. I still remember, this is a long time ago, I still remember when J. Cole threw out a tweet. There were 500 people following him, and he said, oh my God, I can't believe I have 500 followers. Do you ever look back and look now, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is actually happening. Do you take it in?
It's a lot. I mean, I just try to embrace everything in real time. I try not to think too far ahead, try not to dwell on the past and just be present as much as possible. Because, once I think too much, that's when my anxiety kick in. And I'm a perfectionist, I'm a Virgo, so I take my time with it. But yeah, shout out to all the fans that have been a part of the journey with me, seeing my ups and downs. I think I did a good job of like developing a sound for my culture and where I'm from. but it's also exciting to the fans to see a different side of me with this debut album that I'm finna drop too.
I know it's all the way up because, I mean, just the song Chosen, I think about it. It's playing on hip-hop radio. It's playing on R&B, CHR, and the pop stations. You know what I mean? When you got a song like that that touches everybody, you know that it's you're moving in the right direction. And thank you for talking about Fade and the Latino community and just talking about how powerful we all are together as a community. I just think it matters very much because, I mean, I grew up listening to hip-hop my entire life. You know, I feel like it's just been a part of me, hip-hop and R&B, and I love the acknowledgement. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the history, hip-hop is black and brown, if we being real. So
that's another conversation. We don't have time.
right. So I just love these moments, and I think it should be more moments of us collaborating in this spirit. Sure.
I love it. Well, you remember us, you come back in, maybe we'll have you in here, we can show you the butter knife and all of that, you know, when you're in town. And we'll hang out a little bit. Okay, good luck on this next project. I know it's going to be great. Anything you want to say about it? I mean, obviously you'll go download it, everybody stream it.
Yeah, July 19th, I'll always come find you. Blast debut album. Shout out to all the listeners out there.
Excited.
Man, I can't wait to see y'all on tour. Let's have fun.
Sounds great. All right. Talk soon. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.